Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with writer-director Rob Cohen, whose credits include writing for The Simpsons, The Wonder Years, and The Big Bang Theory, and more recently directing the TV show Marin for the Independent Film Channel. One of his current projects is the documentary Being Canadian, which Rob wrote and directed, and which recently wrapped principal photography across Canada. So that's the project I want to talk with Rob about today. Rob, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell me what Being Canadian is all about and how it got started?
Being Canadian is a documentary, hopefully an amusing documentary, that started off with me trying to explain why so many funny people, famous comedians and comedic actors, have come out of Canada. But actually, my investigation led to me learning more about being Canadian, which I'd always dealt with living in the States since I have been here for about 25 years, and just constantly having to explain what being Canadian is. So this will hopefully explain that, but it is my exploration for myself to find out what it really means.
And are you finding out what that is? Do you have sort of an answer to what it means to be Canadian?
I don't think there's one definitive answer. I've definitely found out more and different opinions from different parts of Canada, but the thing that I definitely found out is that in my lifetime, I don't think Canada's ever been as confident about themselves or feeling as cool about themselves or hip, and they should, but it seems like Canada's really sort of operating at peak form right now and got its mojo going.
They're kick-ass.
Yeah, kick-ass Canadians, exactly.
So I know you guys shot a lot of this stuff in 2008. That's how I actually met you. And,
right.
And you just finished up the latest leg of that. So can you tell me what you sort of who you've been talking to, some of the celebrities and some of the regular folk, and how you choose who to include in the documentary?
Well, the reason it's been going since we first met is because we would stop and start and stop and start because we've been paying for everything. And we have day jobs, and so we would have to wait. And then we would also try to schedule interviews in clumps, where if a bunch of people were in New York, we would then try to organize them so we could do one trip to New York.
Can you name, I know you've got Michael J. Fox, you've got Alanis
yeah.
Morissette, so could tell me about some of the celebrities and also how you sort of wove in interviews with quote-unquote regular people as well, and sort of the difference in responses from those two groups.
Right. We have been very, very, very fortunate to have a lot of great people graciously give us their time. And the list is very long, and a lot of them are very, very well-known Canadians, like Mike Myers and Michael J. Fox and Will Arnett and Dave Foley and Rick Mercer and Dan Aykroyd, and the list goes on and on. And we would just sort of start. I started by asking the few that were friends of mine, and they participated, and then other people had heard those guys participated, and then that started a snowball effect where not everyone, but a lot of people have wanted to participate, and we're really appreciative.
And then you've also interviewed some regular people. I mean, I'm one of
them.
Yeah. Don't know if it's going to make the cut, but I know when you were here, John Bartlett and some local
yep.
auto musicians, Jim Bryson. So why did you want to also get their opinions?
Well, everybody has value in this, especially if they're Canadian or not. But the whole point of this movie was to have the spine of it be our trip across Canada is sort of the spine, and then the interviews are attached in different categories. And I think the advantage of talking to, you can just talk to celebrities over and over again, and it's great, but I didn't want this to be a clip show. I wanted it actually be reflecting the opinion of Canadians and people outside of Canada. So people such as yourself or people on the street we talked to in Vegas, they all help to provide the momentum of this, but also help the story, where you can talk to Mike Myers about being Canadian, and he will have his specific opinion, but you also get some great stuff talking to people on the Strip in Las Vegas who may be American, they may not be, but getting that collection of more of a worldview of Canada and the topics that I'm hitting is very helpful, and I think it keeps it from, I think it makes it a fuller story.
Did you notice any common threads in people's responses to what it means to be Canadian?
From regular people or from anybody?
Anyone. Either group or just everyone you talk to.
I think that it falls on one side or the other of a line, which is knowing a lot about Canada or knowing absolutely nothing about Canada. And I think that the funniest stuff to me is are the people that know nothing about Canada. Because I've tried to not get insulted or infuriated, but I just love some of the answers because it baffles me how they could not literally know nothing about Canada. And sometimes if some Americans, they didn't even know what American states bordered Canada. So I thought that stuff was...
Can you remember any examples other than that of what people thought about Canada that was just way out there?
Yeah, I mean, I've had people... I've had people be surprised that my skin isn't blue and that I don't wear furs all the time. And another person when we were in Las Vegas assumed that everybody in Canada was a Mountie. And then there was a person when we were in New York, I think we were on the American side of the of Niagara Falls, and they just said that Canada is really clean because it's designed to look like a clean America. And I said, like, who designed that? And they said, the Americans. So they thought that the U.S. had basically built Canada as like a set that could be visited to reflect a clean America. It was just this convoluted, insane theory that the person actually believed. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. But I just love when there's a funny answer because hopefully this film would be funny. But it really does tap into my frustration and maybe other Canadians' frustration over our lack of people's lack of knowledge about us, or the level of importance that every country should be given that. But since this is about Canada, our country.
What was it like working? You mentioned Canadians collaborating on this. Other kick-ass Canadians, Megan Rainey Aarons and Colin Keith Gray, who shot and produced the film with you.
Well, they're amazing. They have been with me from the beginning on this, and when it's gone through its many incarnations, they're just great. They're smart. They're really cool. They're brother and sister. They're Canadians who live down here in Los Angeles, and they're amazing producers and directors of photography. And you know, they're an invaluable part of this group. And they were with us when we just did our recent cross Canada trip.
Yeah, no, they're very talented.
Yeah, they're great, and they get it too, which is good. As Canadians, they sort of appreciate the sillier stuff.
So can you just tell me about the next steps for being Canadian and also how people can get involved through Indiegogo?
Well, the next step for us is now that we've completed the road trip, we have a handful of really amazing interviews left and then we're done. And the movie has been edited and being edited the whole time. So now we have this new footage from the road trip. And then the plan is currently... we are on Indiegogo, which is like a crowdsourcing website. It's sort of like Kickstarter, but different and more global. And we are trying to get people to be part of our team and help us get to our completion number so that we can keep editing and get this thing done. And they can go to Indiegogo and look up Being Canadian. And if they choose to donate and they like some of the cool prizes and stuff that we're offering, that would be great. But our ultimate goal is to have this thing done and be great and get it into the Toronto Film Festival.
Fantastic. For this year, for this fall.
We're going to try for this year, but given that we have these interviews outstanding and I think that they would be very valuable to the movie, we may have to wait until next year, but we're deciding that soon.
Awesome. Well, I'm just going to repeat the URL there. It's indiegogo.com/project/being-Canadian for anyone out there who wants to get involved. Rob, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us.
Anything for you.
Thank you, and thank you very much for listening.